All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1. So I promised this. And again, this interview was done maybe a year ago. But it's relevant now because The Last Dance, Michael Jordan, he's a huge part of our news cycle right now. The pandemic has taken sports to a halt outside of horse racing. And I have always said this, and Sully mocks me and makes fun of me. I'm going to play you a clip from a former mob captain, I believe with the Colombo family, Mike Francese. Now, no, not Mike Francesa, Mike Francese. Why is this relevant? Because I want you to listen to what he says. Now, again, I'm not going to sit here and tell you it's 100% true. I'm sure as hell not going to disregard it because I myself have believed in this since I was a teenager. I have always said to you why I believe Jordan went to play baseball, why his dad was murdered, and how it all unfolded. You know this is my number one sports conspiracy. So I want to play for you Mike Francese. So you know, right? I mean, that's always been my number one sports conspiracy. So here's what I want to do with it. A, I want to know whether you believe what I believe and whether you agree with that audio. Now, there ain't no way they're covering this in The Last Dance. There is absolutely, I've heard people debate, I wonder how deep they'll go into Michael's gambling. You mean beyond him saying, yes, I like to gamble or I gamble on golf? You think all of a sudden Michael Jordan is going to cop to any of that? No way, no how. I will drop dead watching The Last Dance if that happens. My point is, you want to argue the validity of this? Fine. But here's how I want to keep it open to everybody. All of us have a tinfoil sports conspiracy somewhere. It's just a matter of whether we're willing to admit it and share it, because so many of us feel shame for saying it. Let's face it, conspiracy theories are generally stupid, but that's why they're fun. But see, the difference is I've always shared this one. I think lots of people agree with it. I'm not embarrassed of it. I think it's absolutely true. I mean, I can't get enough of that storyline. But if you don't want to rap about the Jordan one, which I think is the single greatest sports conspiracy ever, tell me what sports conspiracy would beat maybe the most famous athlete of all time. Leaving the league because he was asked to. Mind you, Jordan was at the height of his powers when he left the league. The height. Early 30s? Height. Leaves to play minor league baseball? Dad gets mysteriously murdered on the roadside? Jordan's back for next year's playoffs? Kind of a cool-off period? I'm telling you, I've always believed it. So I just want to know where you fall. And again, that interview was done a year ago. But it's relevant today. 248-539-9797. You can ticket text stuff in too. I'm fine with that. That's my number one. We can debate the validity of it. But if you don't think that's the number one sports conspiracy of all time, what is yours? And don't be embarrassed. You just got to say it. You got to be ready to get laughed at. It's okay.
No, the Jordan one's extremely interesting. I mean, so going to play baseball, though, is that really getting the entire story off of that, though? Like, I'm sure there was still a ton of press and a ton of buzz on, oh, my God, Michael Jordan's playing baseball. Why would the greatest player go play baseball? There's got to be something more to it. Let's dive into it. Wouldn't that almost attract more attention to it if that was true?
No.
But why not?
No. Because him leaving the NBA got basketball out of the spotlight. It got the league out of the spotlight. And it was the ultimate penalty for him to pay.
It flipped the story about, oh, baseball now, whatever. Got attention off of it.
Birmingham Barons. All right.
I got one, yeah.
And so what is your number one sports conspiracy then?
And people will laugh at this, but it's something that I do believe.
If they don't, it means your conspiracy kind of stinks.
That's why I'm wondering if people will actually call in here right now and be willing to go on the Radio Tall of Detroit and admit one. The one that I'm going to admit to you, though, is also basketball related, and it's something I believe. I don't think that Wilt Chamberlain ever scored 100 points in a game. I do not think that happened.
Because there's no footage.
There is no video of Wilt Chamberlain ever scoring 100 points. I don't even know how that's possible. I was alive for Kobe scoring 81, and that was even just outer worldly. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. He's shooting every single time down the floor. 81 was so ridiculous. I can't, A, imagine someone scoring 100 in a game, and B, yeah, there's no footage of it at all.
There were no eyewitnesses.
There's no eyewitnesses, the only thing that exists from this, if people want to laugh at it, that's fine. But the only thing that exists from this 100 point game is the stupid photo of Wilt Chamberlain in the locker room holding up a white piece of paper that says 100 on it. I don't believe that he ever scored 100 points in a game. There was really no eyewitnesses, no media that really covered it. Or wrote about it. I think that was fabricated to push NBA expansion and just a way to turn Wilt into this this incredible mythical figure. Then prove it, David. I want proof that that happened.
Oh my gosh!
Never happened.
David has nothing to say. He's just going to yell at you.
No, I mean because you don't see footage from it. Doesn't mean that it didn't happen. I believe that 100 game happened. He was the biggest, tallest guy on the court. Okay? He couldn't be stopped. Okay? It happened. But the one for me is the one you brought up to start the topic, Mike. It's Michael Jordan. I always believe, as a young kid, hearing this story, that this was true. He left because of the gambling situation and his father's death. Because he was on top of the world in the NBA. Why would a guy that was so competitive want to just leave? Why would he want to just leave? No, he wants to win championships. He wanted to be considered the greatest ever. Why would you leave? Unless there's a situation with gambling and the NBA wants to protect you and the league. Yes, he left because of it.
And I think everyone has one. Everyone has one. Conspiracy that you actually believe.
I think the Wilt one is interesting. Can't find a picture, can't find a sports writer, never heard of an eyewitness.
There's a little box score thing, but I mean, that's, I don't know.
28 of 32.
All you see, all you ever see is that photo that you him holding up a paper with scratched in black writing 100 on it.
And again, like, think about it. He was the most famous athlete of the day. In a home game, not a single photo of him on the court that night, much less on a Zapruder film. Nothing. Nothing.
No, how is that never possible? Happened. I can't. Can you imagine someone scoring 100 points in a game? I don't care how bad the competition is or how good you are. That's ridiculous. And no, I'm digging into it even more. I mean, it just doesn't seem even realistic, or just like we said with the footage and all of this. I mean, this was crazy.
97 won the ticket with this.
It would have been what, 1962? 36 from 63. Yeah, 1962. I don't. There's plenty of other footage from 1962. I don't know how we don't have any video at all.
How about this?
Will.
How about this? The only evidence is a radio broadcast of the game,
right,
which was only discovered in 1988, and only features the play-by-play of the 100th point.
Right. It's fake.
I think Sully's got a good one here, people. I got the Jordan dad gambling, leave, murder, deal. Sully's going Wilt's 100th game. Number one sports conspiracy theory. And where do you rank in on the Michael Jordan one with the audio from Francese? 97-1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.